Hello, you are listening to CJLO News. A trial date has been set regarding the eviction of the Notre Dame Street homeless encampment. The roughly 30 residents at this encampment are avoiding eviction once again, at least until the end of September. The Superior Court of Montreal will be hearing the case between the CJI, a clinic representing the homeless population, and Quebec's Transport Ministry, who own the property this encampment is on September 29th to October 1st, 2025. This encampment has existed on and off since 2020. It sits on property owned by the Transport Ministry. They have tried to remove the encampment four times now, most recently in June, before the CJI filed an injunction to prevent the eviction. Both the CJI and the Transport Ministry declined to comment on the trial, so we spoke to a resident of the encampment for his reaction. This man has been living in the encampment for 2 weeks now after a rent eviction from his last apartment.
How to live without, it's like another challenge without nothing, like, you know, you don't have water, so you have to get water, you have to manage your water.
He says if the encampment is dismantled, residents like himself will be forced to become more itinerant.
Where are these people going to go?
Yeah.
Where are they going to go? Because obviously you don't want to see them in a public place like the metro, in a street like this or something like that.
A recent report on addressing homelessness from the OCPM, Montreal's Office of Public Consultation, has recommended that the city not dismantle current encampments. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.